Joshua, the land of rest. What can be more spectacular than the end of a generation-long journey, culminating in conquering of the promised land? Joshua, whose name means the same as Jesus, or the Lord is salvation, has the privilege of leading the Israelites, along with Jesus, commander-in-chief of God's army, who is the true leader. This picture vividly portrays our current journey to eternity, led by Christ winning our battles. The promise, "I will not fail you or forsake you," in Joshua 1:5, along with the Lord your God gives you rest and will give you this land, in Joshua 1:13, is still good. This leadership, coupled with the faith of Rahab and the Israelites, makes for a winning combination. To achieve rest, there is clear direction and deep conviction. The clear direction is set by the book of the law, Joshua 1:8, the legacy of God in Joshua 4:21-24, and the captain of hosts of the Lord, Joshua 5:13-14. The deep conviction in the heart of Rahab as she chooses God over her king and cooperates with the Israelites in Joshua 2. She seals her choice by marrying Salmon, father of Boaz. Little does she anticipate being the ancestor of the likes of King David and Jesus. As we have the Word of God and the Son of God to guide us, are we prepared to put our necks on the block to follow our convictions? Do we seal our choices to make them irreversible? On the flip side, to oppose rest, Joshua and the Israelites progress with formidable wins and negligible sins. The formidable wins were through walls of Jericho, through the waters of Jordan, and through numerous wars across the land. The sins, which appeared negligible in their sight, led to eventual downfall of Israel after centuries. The little deviation of Achan as he retained some of the spoils cost him his life and the battle. The subtle deception of the Gibeonites and failure of leaders to consult God opened them up to Trojan horses. While they did conquer the land, they did not seal their allegiance to God by defeating all the enemies. The Gibeonites later trapped them into making a forbidden covenant. No matter how many battles we won for the Lord, even a little deviation can be a loophole for Satan to enter and gradually destroy us and our families. In a world of excessive tolerance, do we make it a habit to consult God on everything? Know where to draw the line and win spectacular victories for Christ? Only then can we attain true rest. Hebrews 4 reminds us that God wants us to achieve true soul rest today.